It's Bill F. Judy Pilak is filling in for Wendy Snyder. We're easy to reach. Give us a call or a text anytime during the show at 312-981-7200. My friend Randy Vineyard makes a return appearance to the show, this time with his daughter, Caitlin. Randy has been on the show two or three times in the past, right, Randy? Yep. You and I met through very strange circumstance. You lost your son, Jake, to suicide. How long ago?
It was April 8th, 2014.
You and I had never met until then. I saw your story online. I saw it on Facebook. I sent you a note. You and I became Facebook friends and then regular friends here on the show. I've mentioned this before. I will mention it again. You and your family have lived through the nightmare that everybody doesn't want to live through. It's the one thing that you say to yourself, I can't imagine something more devastating happening to myself and my family. And you guys have lived through it the last couple of years. You've endured through it. And the most important thing is you've done things to keep Jake's memory alive. And that's why we're here today to talk about some of the things coming up that you and your family are doing that I think is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, thanks for having us back on, Bill.
Sure.
We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's start out by talking about Operation Feed 33. What is that, Randy?
Okay, so right before Thanksgiving, I was talking to my girls and Kelly, and we wanted to do something around the holidays. Obviously, it was too late for Thanksgiving, so we just decided, how about we try to put a food drive together? We've had a lot of tragedies in Spring Grove, our hometown, in the last year, and there's a lot of needy families in our area, the McHenry County area. So we just thought we'd put together a food drive and just came up with the catchphrase, Operation Feed 33. The significance of 33 is obviously Jake's number. And
his baseball jersey number.
His baseball jersey number,
yeah.
Basketball as well, and football. So we don't want to stop at 33. We want to feed at least 33 families.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so what that just took place over Thanksgiving, but that'll be something that it goes on through the year, but your focus there is on Thanksgiving, obviously.
Well, we're focused on Christmas, actually. This is a Christmas drive. We came up with the idea right before Thanksgiving, this is for Christmas. So what we're going to do is we're collecting food. We've got four locations, one including our home, but my daughter Caitlin's hair salon in Fox Lake, Grand Avenue Hair Salon. Sport Decals in Spring Grove, a family-owned business there in Spring Grove. And you just made an announcement earlier for Leif Anderson and Anderson's Candy Shop.
Oh, that's excellent.
Leif is a good friend of mine, and he's a drop spot for food as well. And
good.
He actually just put a post out there yesterday that said if you can't make it into his candy shop, he'll actually drive to your house and come pick up food. So the guy's great.
Wow.
So what kind of food, though? I think people are always concerned at what they should drop off.
Our goal is we want to put a traditional Christmas dinner on these families. So we're looking for turkeys, hams, cranberries, fruits, vegetables.
Desserts
are good, yeah.
Yeah, so good. Just anything that you would eat for a Christmas dinner, we want to put on a plate for these families.
Very, very nice. Give a website for people who want to find locations. What's the best website?
Sure thing, jakevineyardfoundation.com. There's no E in Vineyard. A lot of people put an E in there, but it's www.jakevineyard.com. We've got a Facebook page. If they just do a Google search on hashtag JV Strong, they can find the information there.
Beautiful.
As well.
Yep. Very good. The blood drive takes place on December 21st. What do we need to know about this?
Again, we're looking for 33 blood donors. We're hosting our second annual holiday blood drive up at Spring Grove Village Hall. We're looking for 33 blood donors. If you can't donate in Spring Grove, you can go donate in any local area. But we're hoping to do that, and we're actually going to be taking food. That'll be the last day we'll be taking food is December 21st.
Excellent.
And then we're going to actually go deliver it on the 22nd and 23rd.
Very, very good. And then the third thing we wanted to talk about doesn't take place until the summer, but it's something we can certainly start thinking about now, and we'll have you back. We'll discuss this more in June when it takes place. But that's the JV Strong Memorial Baseball Tournament.
Yep, it'll be our third year. Our first year, we had only two age divisions that came and played. Obviously, the first year is the hardest to get started. Last year, our second year, we had 25 teams. I've got 32 teams registered already for next year's tournament. It's a it's a baseball tournament held in Spring Grove in Richmond. Ages 11U all the way up to 18U. So I just got a message from one of the coaches from Hebron. He said he's pulling for us. So, but that is our staple, that our annual baseball tournament we want to do in Jake's memory, and it's a great experience for me and our family to watch the game.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet. And it's something I know that Jake would enjoy. Caitlin, let's talk about that for just a little bit. I can't imagine what you and your family have been through, but this keeps him on your minds. This keeps him going, doesn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, Jake played baseball his whole life. I played softball since I was a T-baller. My dad has been both our coaches our whole careers doing, you know, Little League and stuff like that. So there was no more perfect thing that I could think of that we could all enjoy, you know, missing him.
Yeah.
But he's there, you know, every game, every pitch, he's
in
there.
Spirit.
So it really truly is a great – this year was two weekends. Last year was just one. But this year we got to have two full weekends.
That's fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Good. I don't know how to put this into words, but there's a lot of people that would have been through what you and your family have been through and not known what to do and might have given up. But you guys have showed that there's no time to give up. The thing to do is to keep his memory alive, and you're doing that. You're doing it beautifully.
Yeah, I go back to couple of weeks after we lost Jake, and there's a friend of ours up in Wisconsin who's heavily involved with cancer awareness for pediatric cancer awareness, Paul Denneke, and we traded messages, and I just was admiring his strength because his daughter had just gone through being diagnosed with cancer, and I admired him, and you know, I said, I don't know how you do it. He just said, you know what, I don't have a choice. I have to do it.
Right.
And that kind of inspired me. As hard as it was to do what we're doing, it's not easy.
No, I'm sure it isn't.
You know, a lot of people kind of think that, you know, we've gotten through it and we're moving on. We'll never move on.
No,
we always move forward, but it doesn't mean that it's easy to get through. But we've got to do this to make a difference. Jake's life was important.
Yeah,
every life is important, and we try to stress that in our community. One of the cool things we do in football is we actually give a. Not an award. We don't call it an award, but we call it a J.D. Strong award to a football player every year at the banquet. We just gave our fourth one away this year. And it's basically for that player that, you know, isn't the quarterback, isn't the running back getting his name called, making all the tackles, but he's out there dedicated. And that's the type of football player Jake was. He was
like
out there.
Like an unsung hero.
Exactly. But every player matters on the team.
Absolutely.
So,
keep up the great work, guys. Honestly, and whatever I can do, you say the word, and I'm there for you.
I appreciate that, Bill. You've been fantastic.
Thank you.
Couldn't ask for anything more.
I'm proud to help. It's the Jake Vineyard Foundation. That's the website. There's no E in Vineyard. JakeVineyardFoundation.com. All the information is there about Operation Feed 33, about the Jake Vineyard annual blood drive that takes place on December 21st, and then in the summer, the big J.V. Strong Memorial Baseball Tournament that takes place in June. Thank you, guys.
If I can just say, on this coming Saturday, we're gonna have our driveway opened up. We're gonna have hot chocolate in the driveway. We'll put a table out. I made a nice drop box, red and green drop box. So, Spring Grove, Richmond, anybody in the McHenry area wants to stop by our house. Our address is on the flyer. But we're gonna be out there playing Christmas music and
excellent.
We'll take any donations
I love it.
We can.
So. Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you, Bill.
We'll take a quick break. News is next, and then more show. It's Bill and it's Judy and for Wendy on WGN.